This is the WHL This Week radio edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL broadcast partners, and Warrior Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We are on the road for WHL This Week as we go through the 13 WHL players set to attend Hockey Canada's World Junior Selection Camp, while two U.S.-born players will have a chance to wear the Stars and Stripes. We'll have that complete list coming up in moments. Kootenay Ice head coach James Patrick has a unique World Junior experience. He'll take us back to the 1982 tournament. Former Kootenay Ice and Lethbridge Hurricane forward Zach Sobrosky will be our guest. He's the WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month as he plays in his first year with the University of Regina Cougars. And Lethbridge Hurricanes' Kaylin Addison is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. He'll join us later. Hockey Canada has announced the names of 32 players invited to take part in Canada's National Junior Team Sport Check Selection Camp in St. Catharines. 13 of those invites are from the Western Hockey League. The list of WHL players feature four of the seven total returners from the silver medal winning squad last year, led by goaltender Carter Hart of the Everett Silvertips. Leading the way at this year's selection camp, Kelowna Rockets will send three players, including returning forward Dylan Dubé, forward Cole Lind, and defenseman Cal Foote. The Brandon Wheat Kings are sending a pair. Defenseman Cale Clegg and forward Tanner Kaspik will get the chance to wear the Maple Leaf, while the Regina Pats will send two. Sam Steele will go to his second straight selection camp. He'll be joined by defenseman Josh Mahura. Calgary Hitman D-man Jake Bean is returning. He'll be joined by Prince George Cougars defenseman Dennis Chalosky, while up front, Cody Glass of the Portland Winterhawks, Brett Howden for the Moose Jaw Warriors, and Tyler Steenbergen of the Swift Current Broncos will attend. Last year, 12 WHL players earned invites to Team Canada's selection camp, while 10 attended in 2015. The defending gold medal-winning Americans have two players named to the U.S. preliminary roster, Kyler Yamamoto of the Spokane Chiefs and Kiefer Bellows, a guest on last week's show from the Portland Winterhawks. Other countries are still finalizing their preliminary rosters for the World Junior Tournament, and we'll have a full look in next week's show. Meanwhile, Kootenay Ice head coach James Patrick has his World Junior memories. I asked him about it this week.
James, it's World Junior season, so it has to be a bit of a special time for you because back in 1982, a gold medal down in Minnesota with Canada. This time of year when you start thinking about the World Junior invites and selection camp, does it bring back some memories?
It always does. You know, I mean, obviously we'll have that for the rest of our lives. The bond with the teammates and it's... For me, it's just amazing how it's just gotten bigger and bigger, and it's to make the team is so much harder now, and the pressure on the players, it's just become, the last 25 years, it's become such a tradition in Canada, the Boxing Day and the World Juniors, and our hopes and dreams and expectations for our players and our pride and, you know, and our national unity. I think it all plays a part, and so, you know, nothing but fond memories and the relationships even, you know, 30-some years later for me that I look back on it. But I get as excited as anyone. And, you know, it's an honor to, you know, had the chance to do it so long ago.
You know, that was an epic Canadian moment in hockey almost because it was in 1982. Take me back to that last game. All you had to do was tie to secure the gold medal. But then they didn't have the Canadian anthem. Take me back to that last game in that tournament.
Well, the last game was played in Rochester, Minnesota. It was freezing cold in the rink, and we played a real good Czech team. And we earlier in the tournament beat the Russians. There was still the Cold War going on, communist and capitalist societies. So, and the Czechs were, I mean, real good. And if they won it, they won. If they won the game, they won the gold. And so it was really a gold medal game. And I just, Mike Moffitt, I look back on the team and we had some real solid NHL guys who went on and had real good careers, but I don't think we had any superstars, but Mike Moffitt was our goalie, you know, from the Ontario League, and he played fantastic. And like Mark Habscheid and, you know, Bruce Eakin were some of our top forwards at the time. I remember Habby assisted or set up the tying goal, and then Mike Moffitt stood on his head probably the last 10 minutes as we held on for the victory. And so that's my memories of the game. And then we stood on the blue line to get our medals, and they didn't have a song, and we all started singing O Canada. So it was a small rink, maybe 3,000 people. It was filled, and a lot different from the way it is now. And I mean, most of the games were in the big arena in St. Paul with 15,000, 16,000, but for some reason they scheduled that game there.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
First-year Regina Cougars forward Zach Zabrowski, former longtime member of the Kootenay Ice, and closed out his WHL career with the Lethbridge Hurricanes, named the WHL Canada West Graduate of the Month after a solid November to really start your university hockey career. Zach, who is on the phone with us here. First of all, first month of Canada West U-Sports hockey, Zach, after the WHL. How's it been for you?
It's been not bad. You know, obviously, playing with some older guys and stuff, the league's much harder. It's faster and stuff, but I feel like I've adapted well.
Numbers-wise, you led all rookies in scoring in November with 17 points in 13 games. So that's a little unusual for a first-year player to be putting up numbers like that. How did you get it done?
Well, it's got to start with playing with like my linemates, Cody Fowley, and I was playing with Ian McNulty, and they're two fifth-year guys, and they're good, smart players, and to get a chance to play with them, it's been working out well. And being on the team I am on, you get a lot of opportunities like on the power play and get to play a lot, so it just worked out well.
Zach, you played over 300 games in the WHL, and then you get a chance to come back home to Regina and play for your hometown U of R Cougars. That worked out pretty well for you, didn't it?
Yeah, when you're talking to schools and stuff during the summer, you get a lot of opportunities to go see schools and stuff, and then but my heart's at home with Regina, and that's where I chose to play.
Zach, your WHL career, you had a great chance there to close it out with a really good team there in Lethbridge after spending a lot of time in Cranbrook. When you look back from 2013 to 2017 in your five seasons in the league and over 300 games, what memories come to mind for you?
Lots of hockey memories, but even memories just the friendships that you make along the way and stuff. It's just incredible how you still talk to guys to this day that you haven't seen in 3 or 4 years, and that's stuff you can take with for a lifetime.
Tell me about your WHL scholarship program you're taking advantage of. How aware were you of the program, and now how is it helping you out?
Well, I was pretty aware because, during the each season, someone always came to talk to us in Kootenay and talked to us about the scholarship program. In Kootenay, it was Colin Sinclair who would talk to us and make us a little more aware of it. But when you're playing hockey and stuff, all you think about is playing hockey, and you don't really want to think about going to school after your career is over. But then when you're 20 years old and you don't get any sort of pro calls and stuff like that, then you want to keep playing hockey, then that's something you kind of have to think about. And I've never really wanted to go to school, but thinking about it now, I'm really happy where I am and happy to be going to school now.
Zach, what program are you taking, and what sort of aspirations do you have, or do you still have pro hockey aspirations perhaps when you're done school, like we've seen some others in the past do?
So I'm in business administration, but I still my goal is to keep playing hockey as long as I can, and hopefully I do well in my youth sports career, and maybe something along the way comes in Europe or something like that.
I can tell you still pay attention to what's going on in the WHL, but because before we started this, you knew about Kootenay's last game in Kamloops in the Teddy Bear Toss game here, so it sounds like you're still sort of plugged into what's going on in the WHL with your old club.
I actually kind of check up on the whole league still, but mostly Kootenay and Lethbridge. I always check to see how my friends are doing and stuff like that, so yeah, I'm always on the site looking.
All right, well, hey, great start for you for your Canada West U Sports career, being named the WHL Graduate of the Month for your strong November here as now you hit the Christmas break. I'm sure that'll be a nice break there for the U of R Cougars. Appreciate your time here on WHL This Week. Thanks, Zach.
All right, thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Lethbridge Hurricanes are beginning to find their stride. Kaylin Addison is the WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Dustin Forbes has more.
Kaylin Addison, WHL On the Run Player of the Week. Kaylin, talk about the honor and what that means to you.
Well, it's obviously a huge honor for me individually, and there's some special players that win that weekly in the past, and this year, obviously, there's some real good players that win that. So, to be in that category of the Player of the Week is cool, and it's a huge accomplishment for me, but I'm happy the team's winning again, and that's really all that matters around here, and the mood's happy around the rink, so that's good.
for you personally. 8 points in four games last week. What was working?
Well, I think the team came together, honestly. Our passes were more crisp. We were playing a more 60-minute game in all three zones, and it shows and it comes together. And different guys get rewarded. We got guys contributing from the back end, goalies, forwards. Everyone's contributing. And we had way more depth this week than we have in the past few weeks. And it all just came together for our team.
For you, you had 5 assists in the 7-2 victory over Edmonton on Sunday in the final of a 3-3 weekend. Players and professional athletes talk about being in the zone. Were you in the zone?
Well, it felt good. I don't know. I just felt like everything was working that game. It just felt like when I had the puck on my stick, I was confident and making good passes to my... Obviously, our power play is unbelievable when we're going, and it's a special group of guys on that power play for sure. So, I don't know. It just felt like everything was going right that day, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Take us back to the summer. You go over to Slovakia for the Ivan Hlinka tournament, come back with gold. What was that experience like?
Best experience of my life. I mean, you can't match that one. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you only get one shot at it when you're this age, and we made the most of it. And we had such a special group of players over there. Our forwards were unreal. Our goalies were great, and it was a really special decor, obviously. And to do it with Kiss there too, as a coach, it was pretty special, and I was happy to bring it back here. But yeah, we definitely did our country proud.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. Brent Kiss, the Hurricanes head coach, was the head coach for that tournament. Did that make it an easier transition for you?
Well, for sure, obviously. Going into even the camp, I kind of knew more of the drills, and then going into the tournament, I knew once we got over there what the practices would be like, what it was going to be like day to day, just the stuff he expects out of you day in and day out at that tournament, and how he wants you to play and how he wants you to be as a person, and it's pretty special to share it with him and bring it back to Lethbridge.
It's been a nice little run of late. The team had lost 8 straight games. You've now won 6 of 7. What do you think's changed?
Well, I think we've really dialed in every day better than we have before, on and off the ice. I mean, we've been preparing better every day before games, after games. Our practice has been way more crisp. We've been more focused, and it's paying off in the long run here right now. And I just don't think we were focused the way we are now that we were before. And it's paying off for sure, and hopefully we just keep it going.
As a 16-year-old last year, you had 33 points as a blue liner, on pace to have a terrific year this year. Brennan Minnell, you mentioned his name. He was a 70-point defenseman last year for the Hurricanes. How much did you learn from him?
Well, obviously a ton. He took his game to the next level this year, especially. He came back to camp and then left and didn't come back and signed a contract with Minnesota. And I just saw last year what it takes and how to be a good player out there. He's an unbelievable power play quarterback too, and that's what I want to be. He's a very skilled, smart player, and I've just learned to have more patience. He's got a lot of patience on the ice and with the puck in all three zones, and he always makes smart plays, and that's what I'm trying to do.
For you personally, it's your draft year. Do you think about that? I'm sure you're having conversations with NHL teams, or is that something that you try and put to the back of your mind?
Well, for sure it's there. You can say it's not, but it is, and it's just the reality. And I'm trying to have the best year individually, obviously. That's what the draft is all about. But whatever happens, happens, and I'll be happy wherever I end up this year, or wherever in my future. And I'm just happy the team's winning. It changes the mood around the rink, and it changes how every guy plays individually too, so that's good.
Kalen, congratulations on being named WHL Player of the Week. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Hey, and that's the show. Want to say thanks to our guests, as well thanks to Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge for his help. I'm John Keane.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Broadcast Partners and Warrior Hockey.